Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. This is your time to ask questions about calcium bentonite clay, and my turn, I get to answer them. You know, it's the season to be really busy, and we may not have too many people on call today, but we are recording it for future use. And I would like to say that I am very happy because I get to decorate, I get to shop, I get to wrap packages, I get to cook special things for friends that I want to share. And if I don't use the word have to is a burdensome, heavy word. But getting to, it's a privilege to me. I got to decorate my house. I got a little help. I love it. I just sit here at night. You know, if it's for nothing but me, I love it. I did share it with friends and had a little party. And I also want to thank all the people who have been praying for my grandson who knocked his two front teeth loose, and all he wanted for Christmas was his two front teeth to remain with him the rest of his life. He had his monthly checkup, and the teeth haven't discolored. He doesn't have any pain right now. There's no sign of swelling. He's still in danger because there was a little shadow above one tooth that might be a sign that it's trying to abscess, and the other tooth was broken all the way across, although it looked like it was trying to heal. And I have thought long and hard about how I could get clay in him. I mean, he's 11 years old, and this is on his upper teeth, and it's hard enough to get clay between your teeth and gums on the bottom teeth. But the upper teeth, it's nearly impossible. But I cut little narrow strips of the cotton makeup pads, dipped them in the clay mask, and then dipped them in the powdered clay, and had him lift his lip where I could put it right up above the gum and the top of the teeth, and let his lip cover it. He sleeps with it in at night. So we're hoping that's going to do the miracle and keep any abscess from happening. He still can't bite into anything with his front teeth, bite and pull, although they have tightened up quite a bit better. They were very loose at first, as you can imagine. But I wanted to thank everyone for their prayers, their emails. It was just so rewarding that we know we have friends out there to support us in these times. And so let's go and see what questions we have today. There's one question here. It says, hi, I want to purchase the detox powder clay. Can you tell me, is this product helpful to remove blemishes, pimples, and acne on my face? Probably the one of the best things out there I think you'll ever find for clearing up acne is clay. Now, you want to drink the liquid clay at least 2 ounces. You can start with 3 times a day, do that for a couple of weeks, and then probably go down to 1 ounce a day, or 2 ounces twice a day. You will probably notice just from drinking it, your skin clearing up, your complexion getting better, you have more energy. But in addition to that, make the clay mask from the clay powder. You can buy it already made, and a little bit will go a long way. Or you can make it yourself from the powder. It's 1 part clay to 3 parts water. Put it in a container and shake it. Never stir clay. And you don't want to store it in something with a metal lid. So store it in a food-grade plastic or a glass container with a plastic lid. But shake it real good when you add the water to get all the lumps out. Then you'll need to let it stand about 10 or 15 minutes to absorb the water and expand and swell. And then it should be about the consistency of a thick chocolate pudding or sour cream. And that's what you put on your face. And you can give yourself a facial in the morning if you have time. Anytime you feel a bump or a blemish coming on, take a little clay and keep it in a little container in your purse and just put a dab on there. And I promise you, once if you catch them early coming up and you just keep a little dab of clay on them, they will shrink back down. It's amazing. Give yourself a facial daily for a while or every other day. In the wintertime, sometimes your skin, excuse me, I swallowed wrong, gets to feeling dry. The clay, generally, when you wash it off, your skin feels very soft. But if you need a little coconut oil or something on your face, or use the body cream, the rejuvenation face cream that you have is wonderful, and it has clay on it. And it dries to a matte finish quickly, and you can put your makeup on it. But that'll just keep your skin moist. I really, when I do a facial on the weekend, I like to let my skin go and not put anything on, no makeup, no cream or anything, and just let it breathe. But the clay deeps cleanses the pores, and it'll pull out that excess sebum and those oils. Watch your diet. Eating fried, greasy foods is probably the worst thing you can do if you have acne. But drinking the clay is going to help balance your pH. And if you know you're going to eat pizza or something greasy, drink some clay right before you eat, because clay tends to absorb excess oils. And so it'll grab those oils where they go into the body and carry them out. So get onto that and carry a little with you. And when you feel that pimple coming on, dab a little clay, because there's lots of chocolate out there during the holidays. And I hate to see anybody deprive themselves of all good things. But in moderation, we can do this with the help of clay. Thank you for that question. Let's see. There's a question here from Anita. She said, will bentonite remove GMO from our food? Also, if chickens are fed with GMO, will the clay remove it from the chickens where the eggs would not have GMO? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, and I don't know if there have been any scientific studies in it. But I do know clay will go after chemical things like paraquat and pesticides. Paraquat is a chemical that they spray like on cotton to defoliate the plants, and herbicides that they use, and heavy metals and radiation. So if it's going to pull out that, if it's seeing the GMO as a positive charge, and that it appears like a bad chemical for the body, like it will pull the chlorine and fluoride out of your water, that may very well do that. We just don't know. There have never been any tests doing on it. I don't know any scientists to try that test, but that would be a good project for one of them. And wow, wouldn't that be a savior? Very good. Thank you for that question. I'm going to see if I can find some college that wants a research lab study and would check that out and see if it will work. So I appreciate that one, Lorraine. And go ahead and keep taking that clay. Works on the whole body anyway. Wonderful question. Well, we're a little slow on questions today, and I'm going to just talk about clay for a little while. Just a minute, I'm trying to get back to my phone line to see if anyone on the phone had a question they would like to ask. If you'll press star 2 on your phone, it will signal me and I can open your line and answer a question for you. I'm just amazed by that question. I don't know why there haven't been any studies on it before. I don't really know what GMO is or how it works, but it's time to find out, and I'm thrilled by that. I'm going to call a university or college and see if I can set them up to do some research on that. Maybe the Clay Association. Clay looks for a positive charge. It's like a negative magnet, and all it's looking for is the positive. And God made clay, and God made our bodies, and he seemed, the clay is always said to have a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to do and how much to do. It acts with wisdom. It doesn't overdo. And it sort of acts on an ad-need basis because it goes to the places of worst concentration of infection first. And it will go there and clean that up first, and then it will go to the other ones. It's like wherever the strongest magnetic pull is, that's where it goes first to work. And when you drink the clay, it works on the whole body. Clay is a horse of a different color. I say that because it acts differently. It's not a drug. It doesn't act like a drug. And there's nothing out there that acts like clay. It works from multiple gifts and talents that are in the clay. Multiple abilities of the clay work simultaneously, but on different parts of the body at the same time. So when you drink the clay, it works from the mouth south. It's absorbed, it goes into the digestive canal, and it cleans house as it goes through, so to speak. It's like a little vacuum cleaner picking up the bad things, balancing the pH, pulling the parasites to it, and it's cleaning house. At the same time, though it's not absorbed into the bloodstream, the clay particle is too large to pass through the colon wall, the energy of the clay resonates with the whole body. So you will pick up energy from the clay. Not like a caffeine high. It's not even noticeable. It's just like a feeling you have that you want to get up and do something, that you want to tackle that closet or clean out the refrigerator or something you've been putting off that's a burden. You just feel like, you know, I think I'll do that today. It's that type of positive energy you get. People totally comment when they first drink it, they notice they have more energy. I've even had runners who say when they're drinking the clay that they don't hit their wall like they used to when they were running, so... If you're a runner and a sports fan, drink some clay. It's good for you. It also is a catalyst. As a catalyst, it works with enzymes, and it becomes a co-creator with the body. And by co-creator with the body, what I mean is the enzymes attached to the clay particle, and together they are able to make things like amino acid. That's the first thing they make. Amino acid are building blocks for the body. Then they make peptide chains. From peptide chains, they can make proteins or vitamins or minerals that the body's deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. So they're co-creators with the body. And it has this wisdom. It doesn't, if you don't need it, it doesn't make it. If it needs it, it makes it. So it works on an as-need basis. It balances your pH. pH can wreck your body. When we get stressed out, our pH goes very acidic. And it's easy to stay stressed out this day and time, just with our thinking alone. And particularly during the holidays with so many things to do. So... drinking the clay, and you can drink it on an as-need basis. You don't have to take it a certain time or a certain amount. Clay's not going to hurt you. Basically, most of it's just going to go through you when you take it. So if you need more, if you start getting indigestion, don't just take it twice a day. Take it when you feel the indigestion's coming in. Maybe you've eaten some jalapeno peppers and you're feeling the after effects. Go drink a little clay. And you don't have to wait till bedtime to drink your clay. I know red wine, dry red wine, makes me feel like I swallowed a football and it's stuck in my esophagus. It just has that burning sensation. I can't drink it, don't like it anyway. But if I have my clay, I can take a little clay and that sensation goes away. So keep your clay handy during the holidays if you're cooking in the kitchen. It's amazing for burns. And by the way, I got a testimonial the other day from a lady who her nephew had gotten shingles, and she sent him some clay, and she said in 3 days the pain was completely gone. He started getting relief immediately. 3 days it was completely gone. And within a week, all the scabs and the scoring and the scaliness had all vanished, and his skin was completely cleared up. So if you know of anyone with shingles, get clay on them right away. The sooner you get to it, the quicker it will heal. And the same thing as we're talking about for burns, or if you're even bite into a hot pepper, drink a little clay, it will dilute it. Now, if you're cooking with clay and you're making hot sauce, you're going to dilute your peppers when you add clay to it. So if you add clay to your pepper sauce, to your enchilada sauce that's real spicy and real hot, you may have to use more hot stuff because the clay is going to dilute the hot somewhat. Keep that in mind. Putting it in smoothies is great during the holidays. We all need a little clay every day. And I'm trying to think of if I have some more. I'm going to go over and see if we have any more questions. Well, it's a quiet day today, no questions. I kind of figured it would be a slow day today because everybody's at work and running around during their spare times trying to get to different sources for their holiday shopping and cooking and things of that nature. I do have a question on the phone. Let me answer this call. Hello? Yes, are you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
And could I take your question?
Okay. If someone has a virus, could clay help with that?
Yes, particularly if it's like a stomach virus with nausea and diarrhea, even food poisoning. Start sipping on the clay and drinking it, and it will help with that. What type of virus are you talking about?
Well, actually, HPV is a human papilloma virus where it affects the cervix. It makes you have abnormal fat cells from your cervix.
Uh-huh. And you know, what I'd do in that case is I would take some of the clay and insert it in the vaginal area towards the cervix. And then wear a panty liner during the day, and any time you go to the bathroom and wipe it off, insert a little more clay, as well as drinking it. Apply it from both ends.
Oh,
I've had
okay.
a lot of people with rashes. And in the wintertime, women wear thicker clothes. Sometimes we wear long handles, and we don't get any oxygen to that private area. And so if you'll use some clay, it will help clear up that rash, that itchy rash that comes. So anytime you get anything like that, definitely put clay on it, and I would absolutely have her drinking the clay, too. Okay?
Okay, well, I will absolutely start that today.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, too.
And thank you for your question.
You're welcome.
Okay, any more questions? That was a good one. Usually we just have tons and tons of questions, and the lines are kind of quiet today, and everyone is. I'm going to talk about pets. This is a good time to give your pets clay, too, to feed them. If they're small pets, like chihuahuas, little dogs, give them a teaspoon of the clay mask and stir it in their food, wet or dry. And if they're medium-sized dogs, 10 to 15 pounds, you can give them 2 teaspoons in their food. If they're great big dogs, you know, a shepherd, a collie, something like that, give them a tablespoon. And if you have a Marmaduke dog, I've forgotten what you call them now, the great big dogs that look like horses, give them 2 tablespoons in their food. It's good for your pets. It helps their joints. It gives them energy, and it helps clean out those parasites in them. So let's remember to feed our pets. You'll notice their hair coat gets better. They don't shed quite as much. Their hair coat is shinier. they don't seem to be itching as much. And in the wintertime, even the pets itch. It's dry. There's a lot of pollen in the air. And it's good to share the clay with your pets. And, of course, I'm a believer in sharing it with, I mix it with a little water and feed it to my plants, particularly my house plants that I bring in during the wintertime. Plants are able to break down the clay and absorb the minerals because of enzymes in the plants. And so they get green and very healthy. It's kind of like giving them fertilizer. I just don't know of anything on earth that clay isn't good for. Animals in the wild will seek the clay if they're sick and go find it and eat it, or if they have a wound, they'll roll in it. They know it helps them. Something that helps everybody. It doesn't work on everything, but it does support the immune system and helps bring you back to balance. So no matter what you have, it wouldn't hurt you to take it. We've had dogs with tumors that have dissolved. Of course, they were close to the skin and they could put the clay on it. One of them had a tumor in the groin area, and they gave him the clay to drink and put it on topically, and it cleared up. So, you know, it's worth a try. Even migraine headaches, and this is a season we get migraine headaches. Put some clay on a cool wash rag, and lay it over the head in the area that the headache is most severe, whether it's your temples, your forehead, or the back of your neck. And what the clay does is it brings blood flow and circulation, and it relaxes tension. And when we hold that tension tight around pain, we stop the flow of blood flow and energy, and the pain increases. So keep it on hand for those sore knees if you've been climbing up and down. Put a thin coat. I love the muscle rub on my feet at night. If I've been on my feet all day standing in the kitchen cooking, and your feet get tired. And if you'll just rub a thin coat of muscle rub, prop your feet up on a towel for 15 minutes, let it dry, I promise you your feet will be revived and you'll feel like you're ready to go dancing. Whether you dance or not, you just have that energy. It's like, oh, I've got feet again. I can feel them. And for people that are diabetics with bad circulation, you ought to be putting clay on your feet and legs all the time just to keep the circulation going. It really helps with our bodies. This is the time for heartburn, so keep your liquid clay handy. If you feel some heartburn coming on, go drink some clay, and it's a sign maybe you're not drinking it regularly. And during the season when we're eating rich foods and things, we're more inclined to get heartburn and gas and indigestion. And clay can be your best friend. So keep clay around for the holidays. It's a great gift to give, to introduce people to it. You know, it's unusual, but it's something a lot of people don't have. And you can give them the clay in a book or the little starter kit booklet, either one. And I'm going to see if we have any more questions coming in. Okay, here's one from Chris Huntington in Huntington. I was told I have hip bursitis. Do you think clay put on directly can help? If you can get clay on there, I think it can, because here's what it's going to do. It wants to pull out the swelling and the inflammation and the heat. And that bursitis is an inflammation of that bursa sac. And when it shrinks that down, it tends to slip back into place. So even on your spine, if you have a pinched nerve in your spine or something, or you have a vertebra that's out of alignment, we have bursas in our vertebrae in between the joints too. Put clay right down your spine and put some press and seal over it to hold it in place. And leave it on all day and all night. You can wear it under your clothes. And it will help pull out the inflammation and the swelling and realign things. So thank you for that. Sandra Jester in Asheville. Hi, Perry. Could you tell me the amount of hydrated clay that would be equivalent to 2 ounces a day of the liquid clay? I've heard Marge on your show say she gives it to her dogs, the hydrated clay. Is there any difference in the benefits? Thanks so much for all your help. No, the benefits are the same. It's a different way of giving it to it. I think the directions I gave earlier for pets were hydrated. If you have a very small dog, give them a teaspoon of the rounded clay. If you have a 10 to 15 pound dog, 20 pounds, give them 2 teaspoons in their food. If you have a great big dog, give them a tablespoon, and that will suffice. It's hard for me to tell. I'd have to sit down and do the math to figure out how much hydrated clay would be in 2 ounces. I know how much powdered clay, a teaspoon of powdered clay would be in 2 ounces. And that would be a teaspoon of powdered clay to 3 teaspoons of water would make you hydrated clay. So it's difficult to tell that, but that's the ratio for dogs. You can put it out free will. Some people put it in their water. If you're not, you do, don't put your water in the metal bowl. Put it in a ceramic bowl for them. You can pour some of the liquid clay into their water, and a lot of times they'll go with it and just drink it dry and lick the clay out of the bottom. It also goes if you have goldfish. It kind of helps keep your aquarium. Just put a little bit of the liquid clay in there. It's good for the fish, and it keeps the algae from building up in your aquariums. I hadn't thought about the fish. You know, the koi fish breeders who buy these expensive koi goldfish, it makes the gold in their fishes brighter, and it also helps with their digestive system, and they give clay to their chickens. And if you have birds, it's good. Put a little of your clay mask on a sheet of wax paper and let it dry and just crumble it and put it in there because they like gritty things. The birds have a craw and that, you know, they like to eat gravel and grit and they can get their clay that way. They're not going to get so much when they will drink the necessary water they need to keep it going. So I think that will work. And notice your dogs, if you have any dogs that are limping and older and have arthritis, even old lethargic kittens, because it gets rid of the parasites, seem to have more energy and start playing like frisky kittens. So it's very good to keep doing that. Okay, we're out of questions again. Let me go back to the phone line. And I'm going to ask again if anybody on the phone line would like to ask a question. Press star 2 on your phone and that will signal me. And we just have a few minutes left. So I'm trying to think of a good testimonial I have gotten lately. The last one I got was the shingle one I talked to you about. I know there were some others I've gotten, and I didn't write them down, so I kind of slipped my mind with all the things I've been keeping in my mind this holiday season. So let's just talk a little about getting to enjoy the holiday season and not using the word have to. When we say I have to, we become a victim. My daughter comes home from school, and she said, oh, I've been at school all day, and I have this to do, and I have that to do, and I still have packages to wrap, and I have the laundry to do. And every time she tells the story, the burden gets heavier. And it's a habit. And I think I taught her the word have to because I used to use it too when I was young. Oh, I still have to do this, and I have to do the laundry, and I have to do. And we all have to-do lists that go out the kazoo. And just realize you can do what you want. I mean, do what's necessary, and if it doesn't get done, it's probably not going to be. Do the life or death things, and then, you know, if things stay a little bit messier than normal, people understand. Right now you can't find my beautiful kitchen table. I have it all decorated, but there's wrapping stuff galore all over it. And if anybody drops in, that's what they're going to get, because 'tis the season. So let's try to not be victims of the season, but benefit from the joy and the music and the laughter and the goodwill and hearing from people you haven't heard from in a long time. And today I'm going to get to send Christmas cards, because I haven't gotten around to that yet, and I have allotted today, even though it's late, they're going to get them. It may be in close to 2015 when they get them, 2015, but that's I'm going to get them out today. That's my dedication. I'm going to take one more trip over to the phone lines. I mean, the question line, I don't see anything there. So I'm going to go back to our Christmas music and put it on and tell you all to have a very wonderful Merry Christmas. Thank you for your prayers for my grandson. And I'm sending lots of love your way. And jump on that bag wagon and have a joyful Christmas. Merry Christmas.